really move it more toward the government. You okay, got it? Huh? Well, I'll better get your side on. It's all of the incumbency with Cranston, and also it's just that raw power that goes with that governorship.
I understand.
Well, and you look at those idiots over in the Senate right now. They're
pretty nervous. That's why you're so anxious to get the lesson.
Now,
I do whatever you think. I write your ass. You know, I made it to the Senate because I think you'd like it better. But
that's where I'd like to.
On the other hand, maybe go there a little later.
Well, that's where I'd like to end up.
Ray, of course, is probably against the wall. He didn't want me to do this.
We'll be on this comic game. That's right. Else at the wall,
and well, the bad comedy will be over, so I'm pretty scared of them.
Sure.
They know that if he ever gets in it, they're going to have a hell of a time. I don't know if he will, you know, not yet.
Is he prepared to go out and stump for candidates?
Rather have it. support you had, presidency had.
See, the point is that this,
that is just inherent nonsense.
It's absolutely in the person's piece of corrupt law. I had never known it. I had only seen it twice before the 20th of February. We got it in to take over, which would be perfectly interesting. But my God Almighty, you know, he was deeply involved. He's the barn perjury, basically.
Thank you.
This Gravity issue. Keep it moving. That's the
Mark Gravity here for Ronald. I got some damn briefings. I have quite a bit built out, but you didn't want any questions. Not really familiar with obsession. But you know, we talk basically, they think this is the opportunity to whack the old man down. Isn't that really it, or what do you think?
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that.
How do you analyze a quantum like being? Did you ever know?
No, I didn't know where he came from.
I heard he came
protege of Mitchell's.
Bruce, sorry.
Just a very heady atmosphere of
over his head that found that he was involved. Decided to go try to get the energy that wouldn't give it to him. And he turns on even the president. Arthur Brockman said the boy made the famous quote, "You never strike a king unless you know." That's the problem, I don't know what we can do about it, but the country is not going to allow that the assignment and the rest of their ignorance and innuendo and so forth. The president must have known that the chancellors and so forth, and why did he do it? He must have, you know, participated in this. I don't mean laundry, but the cover up and so forth. Oh, Christ, Mom, I mean, how can they? People don't want to believe that to begin with, but beyond that, even if they did, they want the president to continue in office, don't they? Isn't that a curious thing?
It's more practical that they don't want to lose crap as long as getting the housekeeping chores done. I mean, I for each Sunday, and I thought about
a few,
but we're with Rockford College, Grand John Tom.
Yeah.
And we talk about, we've come out of the 60s. The 60s were the black period. It's probably the most difficult decade. What this administration did in brokering those differences, literally in the first term, what you can accomplish in the second term, is just cause for enormous hope, great optimism. I mean, watch this, our system is stronger.
Its colonies aren't viable, cities aren't burning.
That's an imprint that all this cracks.
The crime is beginning to recede some. The world is somewhat safer.
We're still dangerous.
Yes, we
control over unlimited arms.
Begin to limit arms. The Mage, of course, is dangerous. Everything is dangerous in the world, but it will always be that way.
Well, it's going to be perilous.
Well, when we make a decision, Bob, that went in front of you
for 3 days.
What happened to you?
No, I'm not sure. I think we want to ask.
Let's go ahead.
We're on the state of Minnesota.
I can't tell you.
That'd be great.
Good. Well, tell us, don't let go of us the crap on water and swing at you down. Don't let everybody in the state.
And I don't want
to say you have every confidence in the present. Well, it does bother me. I'll tell you why. And what's up with anything else? Not only the attacks on the president, but on the presidency of the House. But it's awfully hard to eventually hold Earth. Now, Paul and Earth and I admit will come out of it. Probably. They might be indicted. I don't. I mean, it ain't probable defense. They will not be convicted. In other words, and not for the Watergate, but for the attempts to raise money for the defense. So. Mitchell, I don't see how they would be indicted and convicted. Except for one thing. Those hearings.
Yeah.
You don't see what they see.
Well, there's so much raw hearsay going on over there. Richard Roth was a very outgoing witness, excellent experience. Talk about what goes on in Maury's mind, what he can't mind. Well, why one of those lawyers, Republican lawyer, who's a senator on that thing, doesn't sit up and say, you know, we appreciate your desire to be helpful, Mr. Little, but that's hearsay. And, you know, just remain hearsay, not, which underscores your point, that creates a climate where I don't think Maury and John Mitchell can go to their trial. I just... It's ludicrous.
Okay, now, boy, you're gonna make it. Well, I will. I'll stay miles away from the rain and black and so forth.